You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For all NBA Warriors, you are now tuned into Golden Spaces with Nat, Justin, and Karima.
Well, we'll leave it there. I know everyone has to marinate on this Warriors loss. I don't know. I am relieved and glad the season is over. That's why I said, Karima, fix your face when we start.
No, I wanted more.
Well, I think we all wanted more, but I think
maybe if it would have ended, if the game maybe just came down to just one shot or something like that,
that would have felt worse. This is
it. Probably best. Would have. It that probably would worse. Have. Like I can't win either way.
Then there would still be hope. And it's unfortunate because I think in terms of talent, this Warriors team is much more talented than the record reflects. So it's unfortunate, but man, listen.
It was a tough go this season.
You need something that's going to shake them up. Right, and let them get over themselves, and maybe this is finally it. I hope. Yeah. Maybe this is finally it. But you need it. You need it to happen, and also it's karma for them. People aren't gonna like that I said that, but it is. It is. You mishandled Jordan. And the way that went down, y'all don't get to like just come back the next year and remember in the beginning? Oh, Zach's your kid. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay. Remember last year, Jordan was blamed for all the turnovers. How many turnovers Steph had tonight, sir?
Six.
I obviously I'm not saying you trade Steph, but like the team has continued to have turnover issues, not just Steph. But Jordan was being blamed for that. Jordan was being blamed for so much last year. Oh, this, not this, not that, not that. Da, da, da. So I'm just saying, you know, like, could Jordan have helped in a game tonight? We'll never know. People were clowning him all year in Washington, but he seemed to turn things around before the season ended when it came to his individual play. And to me, it was more about Washington playing him out of position and, you know, not utilizing him correctly, but whatever. So anyway, I'm not here to advocate for Jordan Poole to be back on the team, but decisions come with consequences. And so I just think the Warriors have to do a lot of self-reflection. All I know is Steve Kerr better not fuck up this gold medal for Steph Curry, because I will be livid. And I'm going to say, thankfully, this is crazy. Let it be known. Thankfully, LeBron James is on that team. And I'm going to tell you why, because he will tell Steve Kerr what to go do with himself. No, you know he will.
Kareem's face.
Am I lying? Am I lying, Justin?
No, you're not lying. I mean, that team is so stacked. If they lose a single game, if they don't win every game by at least 20, that's a failure to me. No, I'm just kidding. But that team is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So.
It is ridiculous.
But we'll see who all shows up.
Apparently, they needed this team to win in the summer because, you know, Steve Kerr had Halliburton on the bench and doing foolishness. Come on, y'all.
To be fair, they should have won, but that team was mid too. They should have won.
But they didn't get medal at all.
That's true.
They didn't get a gold, a silver, or a bronze, Justin.
No,
we're talking about winning. We're talking about meddling.
They were hurt at the end, though, right? Am I tripping?
Somebody was out. I forgot who. But again.
Somebody on a team full of stars. Give me a fucking
break. They weren't stars.
They had an all-star coaching. They had an all-star coaching lineup.
They did have Spo and Ty Lue.
They had Ty Lue.
That team was butt. I'm not going to lie.
No, you are lying because it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous because none of those players right now, if you could have them on the Warriors, you would have them. Yeah, Jaren Jackson Jr., sure. He is mid. But like, no. You're not going to tell me all those other guys they had on the team were just, no, it's bullshit.
Was Brandon Ingram out there or was he the one that got hurt?
He was hurt. But he wasn't.
Anthony Edwards.
Right.
Was there.
Yeah, we saw. Yeah.
Tyrese Halliburton was there.
Mm-hmm.
They had more than enough stars on that team to medal. Okay. Yeah,
that's fact.
To medal.
I'll give you that.
You'll give me that. They still should have fucking won. Period.
They should have won the whole shit. But
period. And they should have won and they didn't even medal. Period. And that's why the whole TL was like, I understand, Warriors fans now. I understand. You know what I'm saying? Like those were the tweets we were
saying. Cause Spo and Ty Lue couldn't speak up. Right.
Right.
They're the assistant coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
So you think Steve Kerr is a better coach than Ty Lue? And I mean, than Eric Spoelstra?
Bless you.
Thank you.
No, what I'm saying is he had them on his team.
Right. But he's still the head coach of the team.
Right, right. And I'm saying, I'm sure they're not there just for show. I'm sure they had some things that
I'm just so confused. Like, are we saying like we're upset because his assistant coaches didn't take over because he's inadequate? Like what? Like
no,
what?
No. I'm just pointing out that he had a stacked coaching staff with him, and this team
they
still
were not
the couldn't medal, and the team still didn't medal. That's all. That's all.
I'm just. Are we
questioning because you guys always praise. Oh, and you praise Ty Lue and all of these things.
Eric when they're right there, a better coach than
I would agree with
this
that.
This is not even something that's disputable.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
So then,
I'm
what?
Merely like, pointing out that they also were on the staff when this team did not medal.
I'm sorry, but I don't hold assistant coaches like
okay. Because they also have jobs.
Am I criticizing Kenny Atkinson right now? No, like, they're the assistant.
We could be because he deals with the rotations. But we don't need to go there because our season is over and we are wrapping this. Let's go Olympics.
Kerr is remarkable to me. Oh, he had top assistant.
Oh, you think he's remarkable? No.
No, I think your excuses are remarkable. And I don't mean that in the flattering sense. Oh,
all I'm saying
Ultra
is that
and Ty Lue were there.
He didn't have a B-plus staff with him.
No shit. He's the fucking head coach.
He's the head coach.
He didn't even last one of the others. He's already said this is going to be his last one. You right. know why? Because he's not as fucking good. Like, what are we doing here? I hope that.
Or he's probably just tired because
why is
he's
tired
you know,
of
stayed
my
in the postseason for so long. They do have four championships, so they've been in the postseason a great deal. So he's probably tired. And after doing this stint with Team
I'm
USA
sorry,
or whatever,
like
he was just
I'm
tired.
I'm gonna end the podcast because I don't want you to continue to like embarrass yourself in this way. Like,
I don't think I'm embarrassing myself.
Caping for Steve Kerr is like very nasty right now in this moment.
I didn't have a cape. I was merely pointing out his assistants.
Very funny.
I don't. I'm aware of who his assistants were, and I don't understand the point of pointing them out. He had good assistants and they still didn't medal. Okay. Great.
Okay.
So it's the assistants' fault. The team
I didn't blame
the team of all stars is mid. couldn't medal. Dennis Schroeder, was he the winner? Was it Germany who won?
I don't remember.
Amazing. They were able to get it done with Dennis Schroeder. So he will be the coach. So I just hope he doesn't cost Steph Curry his gold medal, because it's the only time we're going to get to see Steph Curry in the Olympics. So like I said, I'm glad that LeBron James is on the team, because he will just be like, Steve Kerr, please put these people in the game so we can go win. Because they are unnecessarily going to be in close games during the Olympics. It's going to happen.
I can't see it. I just cannot see it.
Okay.
I'd be shocked, honestly.
You both just couldn't see Moses Moody not getting playing time. This is different. The game. I'm just saying. I just want mark it down.
April 17th. You can take the five best players off this team, and they still stacked.
April 17th, mark it down, because we're going to revisit this, because I'm going to, I want this actual part cut and clipped, because I'm going to tweet it when they are in their first tight game, and I'm like, Justin, you were telling me.
Oh, it's a close game.
Okay. Anyway, I am not a Steve Kerr apologist, so like some others. So anyway, take time, Warriors fans, and which includes me, but I'm looking forward to the WNBA season. I'm looking forward for just rooting for other teams to lose or win in these playoffs. So I accepted the fate of the Warriors a long time ago. And while I had hope, because I'm always going to hope for them to win and want them to do well, this season's outcome is not surprising to me. So I'm glad that it's over, because they need to reset. Last words, thoughts from Justin or Crema?
No.
Nah, you have nothing. They're not going to hear from you for a while.
Yeah, it was a funny season, in a way. Kind of happy they got put out of their misery so they can get serious and make a one, or not necessarily one last run, but like set themselves up for the next year to 2 years, see what they can do. I think it's some big changes need to be made. I think that's been obvious all year. And like I said earlier, this game in particular showed all of those things put all those things on display. So yeah, yay to the off season. Steph in the Olympics, they get extra rest for next season. Let's just see what we
not Steph. He's in the Olympics, but everybody else.
Yeah. Maybe he can be shooting while you're there.
Right. And hopefully, you know, we had a bumpy ride this season. A lot of things happened. There were also some bright spots that we saw throughout. So, and like Justin said, this final game, glaring issues just really stood out, leaving people open in the corner at all times, overhelping.
On a positive note, Karima, give us your three bright spots for the season.
I think the rookies shined. Our third year players also, I think, shined and showed a lot. The 2 years? It's only 2 years?
No, I'm saying that's two. So rookies, third year players, and what's your third bright spot?
Stephen Curry is still the best of the best.
There it is.
Okay. Steph's the GOAT. That's what I heard. All right. Shout out to the rookies who definitely did their thing. Definitely our third year players take a leap. And the future could be bright for the Warriors if they handle their business properly this offseason. So we will be on a break after this. Not sure how long. We'll probably come back with a mailbag for you guys. Take some questions, and then we'll see what our postseason coverage will look like as news comes from the Warriors, as exit interviews happen, you know, as all that stuff happens and we see stuff. But the postseason is upon us. So enjoy it. Be basketball fans. Our Warriors will be back next season. Thank you for tuning in with us so far this season. We appreciate you. We appreciate the support. Make sure you are following us so that way you know when we have an episode coming out on Instagram and X, formerly known as Twitter, at Golden Spaces Pod. Also, you can follow us on 95.7 The Game's YouTube channel, and you will get the notification if you subscribe, letting you know when we've dropped a new episode. Leave us a 5-star rating and give us a review. Let us know what you thought of the pod for this season. Share it with a friend. Tell them to tap in. We appreciate you. Until next time, love from Nat, Karima, and Justin on this Odyssey Original Podcast. Love y'all.
Adios.
Happy playoff season without the Warriors.